This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his new running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, are scheduled to make their first appearance as a ticket later this hour in the U.S. state of Delaware, Biden's home state. The Biden-Harris campaign said the pair would talk about, quote, working together to restore the soul of the nation and fight for working families to move the country forward, end quote. The newly named pair plan to take on President Donald Trump and his Vice President Mike Pence in the November general election. Harris is the first Black woman and the first South Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of immigrants, her mother from India, her father from Jamaica. VOA spoke to Harris's uncle, who lives in New Delhi, India. He told VOA he always knew she was quite ambitious and wanted to run for public office. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday, China's economic power is in some ways a greater global threat than the Soviet Union during the Cold War. One reason the top diplomat gave was that the Chinese Communist Party is, quote, already enmeshed in our economies, politics, and in our societies, end quote. Pompeo's remarks come after China's ambassador to London accused the United States last month of instigating conflict with Beijing before the November U.S. presidential election. U.S.-China relations have deteriorated sharply this year over issues such as Beijing's management of the coronavirus, its security clampdown in Hong Kong, and activities in the disputed South China Sea. Pompeo held talks with Czech's prime minister in Prague earlier Wednesday on the second day of his week-long visit to Central Europe. This is VOA News. Lebanon's judiciary will question several ministers, a judicial official said Wednesday, over a massive chemical blast at a Beirut port warehouse that ravaged the capital and sparked unprecedented public outrage. Lebanon's president said Wednesday the August 4th explosion caused more than $15 billion in damages. Survivors and volunteers were still sweeping pulverized glass off rubble-strewn streets a week after the large depot of industrial chemicals blew up. The official death toll rose to 171, while 6,500 were injured and 300,000 left temporarily homeless in the country's worst peacetime disaster. The United Nations Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, condemned the use of violence by Belarusian authorities against peaceful protests Wednesday. The protests were sparked after President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory in Sunday's election. Bachelet said police were reported to have used excessive force, firing rubber bullets, using water cannons, and throwing stun grenades. She said it was believed more than 6,000 people have been detained in the last 3 days, including bystanders and minors. Bachelet said the reports of ill treatment during and after detention are even more disturbing. Police in Mali fired tear gas and water cannons at daybreak to disperse hundreds of protesters Wednesday. The protesters had occupied and spent the night in a Bamako square demanding the resignation of the president. Thousands of people had gathered at Independence Square Tuesday after the opposition resumed protests. This as talks mediated by West African regional leaders to resolve the crisis stalled. The protests, led by the opposition coalition M5 RFP, have gained momentum in the West African country since June, following a contested legislative election in March. Protesters also accused the government of corruption and incompetence. Three people died in a train derailment in eastern Scotland Wednesday morning. The incident left train carriages overturned and piled on top of each other on a steep wooded slope, making it hard for emergency services to access the scene. Dark smoke billowed from the site of the accident in a narrow valley near Stonehaven, south of the city of Aberdeen. Students will return to classrooms in Turkey in late September, nearly a month after the start of the new academic year, the government announced Wednesday. Turkish officials are worried as the daily figures rose from around 900 to over 100,000 confirmed cases August 4th and have not dropped below four digits since then. But the number is well below the peak of more than 5,000 daily cases in April.